Do you feel like your future is insecure? Sometimes we sense there's no covering protecting and we become vulnerable. As we are below the heavens, so is our God hovering around us. My friends, today we are going to look into God's protection for our lives and His affirmation to us that we will never leave us nor forsake us. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In this captivating narrative of life, reminiscent of a thrilling storybook, we find solace in the promise of a divine presence. Just as the pages unfold with unexpected twists, the scriptures offer profound guidance, like a timeless script written by a benevolent author. The psalmist's words echo the assurance that the Lord is near to all who call on Him, Psalm 145 verse 18, providing a comforting subplot to our mysterious journey. Today, consider the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15 verses 11 to 32, illustrating the unwavering love of a father, embodying the idea that God is our constant companion, ready to embrace us even in our wayward moments. Life's uncertainties become chapters enriched with purpose when aligned with the promises found in the sacred verses. As we traverse the narrative of our lives, we draw inspiration from 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, where we learn that God is faithful and will not let us be tested beyond our ability. This promise serves as a plot twist, unveiling resilience and strength during challenges, shaping our personal hero's journey. Embracing the concept of God as our guide, akin to a guiding star, we can navigate through the unknown with confidence. Romans 8 verse 28 encapsulates this sentiment, assuring that all things work together for good for those who love God. In this grand storybook of life, God's promises become the anchor, grounding us in hope, ensuring that every chapter unfolds with purpose and divine intervention. God's unshakable promises made simple. Let's think of God's promises like a comforting blanket that wraps around you, keeping you safe. In Psalm 91 verse 4, it beautifully says, "He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge." You can just imagine God as a big, caring bird, making sure you're not only safe but also snug and secure. His promises act like a reassuring hug, letting you know that, no matter what happens, you have a warm and cozy place in His care. It's like having a promise from a good friend who always keeps their word. Consider a time when life felt stormy and tough, like a rainy day. Just as a bird shields its chicks from the rain with its feathers, God's promises shield you during life's storms. Think back to a moment when you felt worried or scared, and then recall a promise from the Bible that brought you comfort, like a soft, warm blanket for your soul, providing peace and assurance in the midst of life's uncertainties. Divine guidance. God's guidance is like having a super helpful GPS for your life. In Genesis 39 verses 2 to 3, it says, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man." Imagine God as your life navigator, helping you find your way through all the twists and turns. Just like a GPS guides you to your destination, God guided Joseph through tough times and led him to success. It's like having a wise friend who knows the best route through life's challenges. Think of a time when you felt a bit lost or unsure, like you didn't know which way to go. Now, remember how things worked out or improved, perhaps with the help of someone wise or a good decision you made. God's guidance is like that reliable friend who helps you make the right choices and turns challenges into victories, steering you on the best path for your life journey. Guardian angels among us. Friends, let's just imagine angels as God's invisible helpers, just like friends who always have your back. Hebrews 1 verse 14 says, "Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?" Picture angels as God's special agents, working behind the scenes to keep you safe. Like superheroes, they're always ready to jump in and help. The Bible tells us they're like our invisible buddies, looking out for us because we're part of God's big family. It's like having friends who watch over you, making sure you're okay. Think of a time when things unexpectedly turned out well, like a lucky break or a near-miss accident. Now, consider that maybe, just maybe, there was some invisible help involved. God's angels, like your behind-the-scenes heroes, could have been at work, protecting you from things you might not even have noticed. It's like having an extra layer of care, knowing there are unseen friends looking out for you. The armor of faith. Imagine your faith as a strong suit of armor that shields you from life's scary stuff. In Ephesians 6 verse 16, it says, "Take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." Think of faith as your superpower shield, like a superhero's protective gear. This shield helps you stand strong when things get tough, just like a brave knight. The Bible tells us that having faith is like having a magical shield that can put out the fiery arrows of fears and doubts, making you feel brave and safe. Remember a time when you faced something that scared you, like a big test or a challenging situation. Now, think about how your faith helped you stay strong and positive. It's like having this invisible shield that makes you feel brave, helping you face challenges with courage and trust that things will be okay. Faith is your superhero armor, giving you the strength to overcome tough moments. Eternal presence. Imagine having a forever friend who is always there for you. In Matthew 28 verse 20, Jesus says, "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Think of Jesus as the friend who never leaves your side, like a buddy you can count on no matter what. The Bible says that Jesus promises to be with you all the time, like a constant companion. It's like having a friend who stays with you through thick and thin, cheering you on and making sure you're not alone. Consider a time when you felt a bit lonely or sad. Now, think about how a good friend's company or kind words made you feel better. Jesus is like that friend, but even better because he promises to be with you all the time. No matter what you're going through, you can find comfort in knowing that Jesus is right there with you, being your friend and helping you face life's adventures. God is your superhero friend forever. So, in this big adventure called life, remember this. God is like your superhero friend, your guiding GPS, your invisible helpers, the one who gives you a faith shield, and the forever buddy who never leaves. Think of it like having a superhero cape, making you feel special and protected. Embrace these truths, and you'll walk through life with a big smile, knowing you have a superhero friend who loves you a whole lot. It's like having the coolest friend ever, Jesus. He's there when you're happy, sad, confused, or just need a friend to talk to. So, as you go through your days, remember that you're not alone. You've got a friend in Jesus, your superhero for life.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.